And now we are joined by Mr. Dave Nichols of the Rice County Historical Society. Is it Rice?
Yep, yeah, Historical Society.
I almost said center, but the Rice County.
Northfield is the Northfield History Center. We're the Historical Society.
Right. Yep. Dave, you are, of course, the Executive Director of the Rice County Historical Society. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
We appreciate you being here.
Happy to be here.
So Rice County Historical Society has the big fundraiser coming up on June 7th. It's a speakeasy theme, as I understand it.
Yeah. Every June, we do our big fundraiser. This is our main big event for the year to sort of help keep the lights on at the museum, keep doing all the programming that we do. So last year, we did a speakeasy. It went really, really well.
Yeah.
We were going to change up the topic, and then people told us no. And we went, okay, sure, we'll do it again. But we like to move our stuff around the county because we're countywide.
Sure.
So I figured, well, Northfield's pretty much the only other place that could hold us. So we looked around, and so we're coming to Northfield this year.
You're going to be at the Grand.
We're going to be at the Grand. So I'm really looking forward to that. It really fits the vibe of a speakeasy pretty well. Yeah. So couldn't ask for better. So
now, is this the kind of thing that anyone could get tickets for and come to, or do we need to be a member of the Historical Society to
nope.
do this?
Anybody and their brother is welcome to come. It is an 18 plus event,
okay.
just for people to know.
That's going to sell well to a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. So, but other than that, you're welcome to come. The only difference is if you're a member with us, it's $5 off.
Nice.
So normally it's a $50 ticket. It's $45 if you're a member. So
what's it cost to be a member of the Historical Society?
Depends on your age a little
okay.
bit, but
I'm 55.
So 55, perfect. You are in our senior age range.
Oh,
I'm
great.
So sorry.
Okay.
So 55 and older for an individual is $30. For a couple is $40.
Okay.
And then it's an extra $10 if you're under those ages.
Younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. So that, I mean, that's not a bad thing at all.
No.
I mean, that's a pretty...
you know, you get into all of our regular programs mm-hmm. for free, get discounts on most of our events. So
I'm going to ask you about the programming a little bit, but I want to talk more about the event here. So it says you've got music by Marianne and the Moneymakers.
Yep.
Who I don't know personally, but I'm sure they're fantastic.
I have not directly met them.
Okay.
The group that we were going to have do this, we had to sort of reschedule our mm-hmm. event halfway through, and the band we were going to have wasn't available.
Which is too bad.
So got some great recommendations from Marianne, listened to some of their music. It sounded great.
Great.
And so was able to book them. So great swing and jazz music that'll be going all night.
Right.
Can't ask for better.
No, you can't. Especially to go along with the theme, man.
Right. And they have a whole stage to work with. So come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exactly.
Right.
Right. I mean, the Grand's a beautiful facility. So
I'm really looking forward to dolling that place up for this.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. So tell us about the event, the program, all the things that this will entail.
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing is just coming to enjoy the atmosphere, right? Buying a ticket. This is sort of our chance to have fun and hopefully make a little money doing it.
Yeah.
So there'll be dancing, you know, food. That's the big things. We've got different games that we're going to be doing. One of the ones we're really looking forward to is our cork pull game.
Oh.
So all of our board members are donating different spirits in their own form. And basically you give us $5, you get to pull 3 corks. And if you get one with a red end, you get to take one of the bottles off that pile.
Fantastic.
So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
We're going to have a cash raffle that we're going to be doing. So it's a 50-50 cash raffle. We have a couple of those throughout the
okay.
night.
Okay.
And then the biggest thing for us is our silent auction.
Okay.
So we've got some, frankly, stellar prizes.
All right.
The ones I'm stoked for, we were able to pull together a Duluth getaway package.
Nice.
So whole weekend in Duluth, completely paid for.
Nice.
We've got a quarter of a cow. That somebody donated.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, okay, sure.
I love that.
That'll play.
Yeah.
We have a plane ride that people can take. So that's coming out of the Northfield or the Faribault Airport.
Sure.
So yeah, lots of really great stuff on that auction.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah,
that sounds super fun. And do we get to hear a little bit from the executive director as well?
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to me, you know, plug in and thanking everybody and telling you why we're so important, because we are.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, there will be talks from myself, probably from our president. She'll sneak her way in there as she is wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, But yeah, you know, the big thing is to kind of give people an opportunity to get to know us, you know, get to mingle with the board, our staff, get to know who we are, what we do, and have a good time doing it.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, well, Northfield, I mean, we're all familiar mostly with the History Center.
Right.
Because, you know, Northfield is just so intensely proud of our heritage, especially when it comes to Jesse James.
Yep.
Right. I think a lot of people, though, don't necessarily connect as much with the Rice County Historical Center. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Historical Society and the programming you do and where you guys like to focus things.
Yeah. So, again, County Historical Society. Every county in Minnesota has one by statute, so we're the one for Rice County. We do all kinds of different things. We do fun events like this. We work with all the schools across the entire county. We just had, as of Thursday, we will have had 1,000 students through the museum in the last month, and we're really tired.
That's amazing.
That's a lot. Proud to say that every elementary school from Northfield has come this year, so
fantastic.
Super happy about that.
We love that.
You know, that's our big thing. Then we do community presentations all the time. We have monthly speakers that come in and talk about different historical topics.
Cool.
And then we have our chapter organizations that, you know, Northfield's one of them, that we partner with them on all kinds of different programs here and there. So working with them on whatever they're doing, trying to spread the word as best we can.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, you know, that's sort of our core, is preserving the history of everyone in Rice County, Northfield included.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah, and I love that this is mandated by statute. Yep. I didn't realize that.
We are the only state in the country that has a full-on statute that every county has to have.
See,
one.
I love, because I'm a history buff,
right?
But more than just a buff, I'm a person that I believe very strongly that history is important. You have to know where you came from. You have to know, first of all, it's cool to know what you know, the street corner looked like 100 years ago or whatever, right? But you have to know where you came from, and you have to know who are the people that came before you made Rice County what it is, right? They made Faribault what it is, made Northfield what it is. Right. And,
well, you know, I always say that that's the thing about history, is in order to know where you're going, you got to know where you've been.
Right.
And so that's why history is so important, is it tells you where we've done great as a society and as a people, and where we've fallen short and where we need to do better.
Right.
And help us sort of move forward as a society. I think that's the most important part of history.
Right. Is there a favorite like aspect or event, annual event that you guys do that really appeals to you?
That really, well, the one that we just did, which was our brand new Riverside Rendezvous, which you guys helped us with.
Tell us about that, though.
That went so much better than we had planned.
That's great.
I am so happy. We're doing it again next year because it went so well.
All right.
I think we had about 1,500 people through over the 4 days that we did it. So that was huge. And that was a living history festival. So we had reenactors from the fur trade through the Civil War down.
Yeah.
We camped out in North Alexander Park for a week, and my back will never forgive me. And
I heard that I
was down there.
You made the full commitment down there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love any excuse to go out camping with my friends and to get paid to do it. Perfect. that went really well. We had fantastic weather, nothing but good things so far. So pretty much everybody that was there this year is coming back next year, and even more.
Nice.
So it's going to hopefully grow into be a really big event that we can keep doing year over year. The kids loved it. You know, we had, I think, 12 different schools come through during our school days.
Cool.
So that went fantastic. And then I saw probably a good quarter of them come back on the weekend because they wanted to show mom and dad all the fun stuff they knew, which for me, like, boom, that was the whole point, right?
That's a win right there.
Right.
Right.
So, it went phenomenally well.
That's
so
great.
Couldn't have asked for it to turn out any better.
And you're going to do it again next year.
That's the plan.
You're already
already planning, putting the dates together. So, right.
Okay. getting back then to the party or the fundraiser, mm-hmm. there's an after party as well.
There is an
sponsored
after
party. By KYMN Radio, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We're looking forward to that event. So the idea is it's a give what you can event. So the fundraiser is from 7 to 10.
Yep.
And then the after party is from 10 until 11.
Yep.
So it's give what you can, $5, $10, $1 million, whatever you want to give.
Yeah,
hey, I mean,
absolutely.
I'll take it.
Right.
Anything that you can give will get you in the door, and then, you know, cash bar so you can get whatever you like.
Right. Just come hang out for an hour.
It's, you know, we'll still be around, so you'll still get to chat with us, and it's a way for you to just keep the party going a little bit, and then whatever proceeds we make will also be donated to the Historical Society. So we're super proud of that.
Which is just outstanding.
Yeah.
Cool.
So really appreciate all the help that we've gotten.
Oh, yeah, no. And we, you know, this radio station hasn't done enough with you guys, with the Historical Society, Rice County Historical Society. So we really appreciate making this connection too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? Because like we love, like I say, I'll say it again. We're intensely proud of our Northfield heritage, and we work great with the History Center, but there's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else you want people to know about the fundraiser, Dave?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing for people to just know is you can get your tickets online. They're already on sale.
Yep.
If you go to eventbrite.com and look up RCHS Speakeasy, you can find it there. You can find us on Facebook, find the event that way.
Yep.
You can also just get your tickets at the door.
Okay.
So, all those different ways to get it. It's $50 if you're not a member with us, and we hope you'll become a member with us.
What's the best way to become a member?
I think the best way to become a member is go to our website. There's a
rchistory.org. Rchistory.org.
Yep, there's a big button that says become a member. You can't miss it.
Okay, cool. Dave Nichols from the Rice County Historical Society. Thanks for being here. We look forward to talking to you again, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.